Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
And that's certainly our cry. It is indeed our prayer that the Lord may heal our land. And that's truly what we pray for. We submit before the Father to truly heal the land as a whole. A very good afternoon to you if you've just tuned in, and a warm welcome to Monday's edition of Spectrum. My name is Lukom Gwedu-Puti, and flying with you all the way until 6 o'clock this evening. It's going to be a good one, I must say, and a lot of hearty conversations about to take place here. In fact, that's pretty much how I'll be starting this afternoon. Now, researchers have found that up to 135 people are affected to some degree by every person lost to suicide. Every suicide leaves behind heartache, devastation, and unanswered questions, and it shouldn't be this way. No life should end too soon. You're wondering what is this all about? Well, she's not new to the family, nor is the concept and idea that she brings to us certainly not new. I think it's pretty much I think she's now part of the furniture. that's Christia Ace joining us today from an, I don't know if I should call it an organization. It is an organization,
it's an,
right?
Organization. Yeah,
it's an organization. We're talking You Matter Walk. But is that what the organization's called? You Matter?
You Matter Walk.
Love to hear it. Christia, good afternoon and welcome back.
Hi, look, nice to see you, and thanks so much for the opportunity to come and chat to you again.
You know exactly what I mean when I say you're part of the
Well, can you believe it's the fourth year? I can't believe it. And it's all in faith. We started all out in faith, and here we are still.
Definitely. Love to hear it. And it is, of course, the fourth one, like you said, meaning 4 years running of the You Matter Walk. In case you're wondering, I think Christy and I will take you back. I think it's time to go down memory lane. You Matter Walk, I think you're kind of thinking, it says it, you matter. Don't we all love to matter?
Yeah, we all love. And that's exactly what it says.
Of course.
Every one of us matters.
Matters. Tell us about the You Matter Walk, Christia. Take us down memory lane. Where did it all begin? And why is it so close to your heart?
So it's very close to my heart because I lost my husband to suicide, which is very tough. And everybody asks you, did you see the signs? But I didn't see the signs. And at the time, I couldn't find help. I couldn't find anywhere where I can turn to somebody to say suicide loss is different than normal loss and grief.
Yeah.
There's a lot of grief groups, but not a lot for suicide grief, which is very complicated, Luko. It comes with a feeling of guilt
that
overtakes you. And I reach out to people, and I found Ilse, which is one of the three partners that started the You Matter Walk. Found her on an overseas US-based support group.
Imagine.
Yeah, can you imagine? Because there was nothing here. And we started talking. And I know Carla, actually, for a long time, we used to run 20 years ago Youth in Construction, myself and Carla.
Oh.
But I wasn't aware that she also been through it, losing somebody to suicide.
Whoa.
But when I started talking, there were so many people that want to talk about it and want to share. So it took us a year or two to get, I want to say, the belief together in ourselves, not in God. The faith was there, but can we do this? Will it be happening? And in the end, we decided we're definitely going to do it, because if we can help one family to not go through what we've gone through, that's where You Matter started. And You Matter is that affirmation of you matter. You matter. I matter. Every person matters.
You speak of the difficulty in coming together and speaking up, I believe, because we also understand when you come into these support groups, one needs to hear your story, and the thought of coming together and speaking about it. Guilt is one of them, but there's also another one, shame or embarrassment. Did you experience that? Because I find, especially, you know, in our communities, I remember back in the day, they used to do the cause of death. But you would pick up that where suicide was concerned, oftentimes, nothing would be said. And as I grew older, I understood that everybody felt embarrassed of the act, as though, look, it's an indictment on your character as the other counterpart to this person.
It's exactly that. And I'm very blessed. We had a very good support group. I've got great friends that came from varsity. I've got the best possible family. But unfortunately, a lot of people don't want to talk about it. So they started avoiding you. Certain people that you thought are friends started disappearing. People would ask your children, are they not scared they like their dad and that they would do it too? So it's really tough. First thing is you feel guilty because what did you miss? Second one is you feel bad because everybody always asks, how did he die?
Then you have to go through that story.
And you don't want to tell everybody what exactly happened because it's really hurting you still. So
true.
It took time. And it took time in my family, even people are at different stages. So when I was ready to talk, the kids weren't ready to talk. So you were preparing for them and everything. So, it's a tough, it's a very complicated grief. You can't, there's no support groups in South Africa for suicide. So I started now.
Did you at any stage actually feel as though, because I know a lot of times when we lose people to suicide, there's always, whether they leave a suicide note or not, there's always these questions of, could the wife, could the children have contributed to this? Did you ever at any point in your walk feel as though you are not just judging yourself, but everybody else felt you were responsible?
Unfortunately, I think people unintentionally often ask those questions. Were you fighting? Did you do this? Was there problems? Were there those?
As if narrowing everything down is going to change the circumstance.
Exactly. And didn't I think I asked all those myself? And I think there in the beginning, it really felt like fingers pointing. But now that I'm a bit further along the journey, you realize it's also, they don't know. They don't do it because they want to hurt you. Although it felt at the time, like everybody said, you should have seen it. You should have known. You should have, what did you do? How did you contribute? I think it was more,
we want answers.
Exactly. And the more I research, it says all of us at some stage think about not wanting to be here anymore. Not specifically suicide, but when things are too tough. And I think it's more when people think about it, they think, oh, what will push me so far? They don't think about you. So I had to grow a lot to realize that didn't intentionally mean that it's me. But it was a really tough journey. It's still a tough journey. Yeah. It's that gift that keeps on giving because it never goes away.
You also speak of people actually thinking or feeling as though, aren't you guys worried that, or especially your kids, could be prone to suicide because daddy took his life? Is there any association, hereditically speaking, or is it just one of those myths?
No, it seems like it's one of those myths. It's more the circumstances. So somebody that didn't have it in their, I want to say, frame of mind, or didn't think about it, and suddenly it's part of the way they can think about things. So it's not genetically. But remember, I'm not an expert there.
Of course.
I've just read a lot to make sure.
With what concerned you.
Exactly. And the circumstances in most of these cases have a lot to do. Now, if I think about everything I read, and I just want to say again, I'm not an expert. There's usually four categories they look at. It's a very intense mental health illnesses. Then it's where somebody is addicted to some kind of
substance. Okay.
Then it's when they have post-traumatic stress. So they've been in the army or they've been exposed to something. And the fourth one is when something intense in somebody's life happens. So they lose their job, or they lose somebody in their life, or they lose a business or a big business deal. So something really intense happen, and that can trigger something. Now, if you go and read, most of these get linked to those four categories. And unfortunately, sometimes we think it's normal life things, and some way it's just too much. And that's the You Matter walk. We want to create that hope to say to somebody before they get to that step, find somebody that can help you. I mean, SADAG is brilliant. You guys have a helpline at a radio pulpit. Lifeline have a helpline. There's so much help available, both those that you can do for free or go to Vista or Denmark. Or all of them offer the support and assistance. For me, it's critical that people know You matter. Yeah. Never mind how tough the circumstances are. You matter as a person.
Yeah.
If somebody wants to help you, you just have to take that first step.
We'll talk about the walk. We're getting there. We have all the time in the world. But but something I want to ask you, Christia, keep at the back of your mind before we have this conversation. Do you have 10 minutes, 12 minutes? Which one was it? I think you said...
Well, 8 minutes. Eight minutes.
I loved that. I loved that story. So keep it at the back of your mind because you're going to talk about it. I found it very helpful and important, actually. But in the whole process then, how did you help your kids not get over? Because no one can ever get over death.
You'll never get over this.
But how did you then help them navigate that and understand that mommy wanted us, and I'll say us as a family because I've seen your daughter's support.
Yes.
And how did you make them understand then that this is now our journey? We've got to journey on not only our healing, but helping everybody else around us heal. And by doing that, we will inadvertently heal ourselves. How did you get them to buy into that idea?
I think, to be honest, it wasn't me. It was God. And a long story. They found a new community of Christians that supported them a lot. Because that first year, I went through such a tough time. I don't think I was the best mom ever. But luckily, they survived, and they're doing really well with a stunning group of Christians that support them in the church that they're part of. And my one thing that I taught them is we each responsible for our own mental health.
Yeah.
We don't always have the capacity to carry each other. And I taught them to take that responsibility. If it's tough, come and talk to each other. Talk to your friends. Be kind to yourself and acknowledge when it's tough. And, the Bible and God carried all three of us because I must be honest, that first year I didn't think we were going to survive.
Sure.
It was just too heavy. But that's what carried us through this. And other people that just, the angels he sent along our way to help us to carry all of this.
So then how did the journey of You Matter Walk start? I believe it started 4 years ago then. Been 4 years.
Exactly.
How did that come about? What happened exactly?
When the three of us spoke to each other and supported each other, we realized how are we going to help that other families don't sit in this situation where you sit with this complicated grief. You can barely help one another. And there's so many resources available, but there's no website that you can jump on and say, I need help. Or I need this. How do you help people to know what is available? And we've tried different things, the website, but it didn't pick up. And then we decided we have to do something visible to bring people out, but not to make it depressing, more to make it, we call it, we changed heartache to hope. So we wanted to change that heartache to hope where either you're struggling with suicidal thoughts and you have a place to go and to come and find the resources, or you as a family struggle on your own because nobody wants to talk to you about you lost somebody to suicide. And there you've got a place that there's lots of people that are willing to talk to you about it and understand how to assist and support you. And it took a while before the walk was born because what do you do to bring people together?
Exactly.
And this was a fun way to bring them together.
But why a walk? Was any of you guys active? And was it purely the three of you guys that then just decided, hey, let's start?
Yeah, one of us are very active. She's got beautiful dogs and she always walks. And she's Carla, she's the leader of the pack if it comes to walking and everything. But the more we research also, they teach you methods to manage your own mental health. Is get moving, get oxygen in, get out to nature, try to be grounded and get together with other people, do something that's fun. And I think that's where the walk was born because we realized it's actually the right steps to in the right direction to also help with mental health and our own mental health. And it's enough time that you can walk and chat with somebody. And it's not a threatening thing. It's not come and sit with us and have counseling. So that's why we selected the walk. And we debated it. And the walk had 10 different names until we settled on this one because we wanted to let people know They matter. They're really important to us.
And they matter so much that the Lord would place such an initiative to bring them in one room.
Exactly.
We're going to talk about more about the walk. Let me just quickly pay my bills. We'll be right back because there's really more I want to get into.
Thank you.
Tune in to God's Grace. Radiopulpit.co.za. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Always abound in the work of the Lord. Take our hand as your daily companion. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Listen, Christia, I'll keep stopping you for my bills that need to be paid in here. Otherwise, Christia and I are just chatting today about the You Matter Walk. You speak of walking being, you felt it was less invasive, if I should put it that way. And, you know, people, because I can imagine if you're asking me to confront my issues and sit down, have a chat about what I've been through, especially when I don't feel like I'm ready, that's the last thing I want to do.
Exactly. And you can't ask a friend, you know, come with me to counseling, but you can ask a friend, come and walk with me and have a fun day.
Mm. Now, walk with me. Tell me, how have you found that then beneficial? Did you, any success stories? Because, I mean, it's just a walk, but you still want to have an impact.
We still want to have an impact. And I think there's a couple of things that's having an impact. We have a few counselors there every time that can walk with people and enjoy walking with people. We also have some positive signage up to reinforce the message. We also heard, and I think we told you, we've put a memory lane up where people can come put their loved ones up on the memory lane mm-hmm. to just say on behalf of who they're walking. And quite a few people came and said, just the fact that they're allowed to say they still love the person.
Yeah.
The person made one mistake. The suicide was one mistake. It doesn't erase everything that person meant in their life.
Mm.
And people came out and said, shoo, I got help here, or I could book into this place and get some sleep therapy, or I can do this. So there's lots of stories where people acknowledge that it just helped them to open the door, to have a discussion.
Yeah.
I think it's important for them to feel safe in a safe environment.
True.
That they can reach out. So, yeah.
You know, as you're speaking, Christia, I'm actually thinking to myself, oftentimes we become very judgmental. And like you're saying, you know, we expect you to not love somebody that broke your heart, so to speak, you know.
Exactly.
We have these thoughts. I mean, how can you still claim to say you love him or you loved him? I mean,
oh, I miss him.
How do you miss him? He chose that route, you know, that insensitivity. But I think growth has really taught me that we may never know.
We will never know
what that person went through and what warranted them for them to get to that place. And I think growth has then given me that grace to say only the Father, only they will account to their God, you know, because we want to be that advocate because we know what Christ expects of us. And this is not to excuse suicide, but like I'm saying, you may never know the voices in their heads, in their hearts, and what happened. And so why would that burden be placed on you?
Exactly. So for me, God also, our God is a God of grace.
Yeah.
And he says all sins are equal.
Mm.
So no sin is bigger than others.
Yeah.
So all of us sin every day. And I think his grace is big
yeah.
enough for everyone.
Mm.
My thing is just, those people made a decision, and we
yeah.
don't know where they were at.
Exactly.
I definitely think he didn't think of us at that time.
Mm.
Unfortunately, something won, if I can say that, and we lost him. But he was brilliant before that.
Exactly.
And he had all his human mistakes
exactly.
of everybody, but he was our dad and our father and my husband. So I think that was the most difficult thing, as you said, because if other people pass away, you're allowed to talk a lot about them and go through and tell them what you miss.
Exactly.
Where there was a limited number of people where we felt safe enough that we could say, you know, this is tough. And it's sad, but I think also it's people didn't have the knowledge or the experience to know how to manage it differently. I don't want to blame anybody.
True.
It's just sometimes we don't know.
And it's levels of understanding, if you think about it. How much of the situation do they understand?
And exactly. I'm so glad they don't understand. Now that I've moved on, I'm so glad they didn't have experience in this.
In fact, now that you're speaking about it, I cannot imagine the weight of trying to grieve and go through your emotions and still trying to act as if, yes, like you, Luke, I'm also angry at him. Why did he do that? You know, when people want you to feel, and now you have to validate their feelings of anger and rage. Whereas the truth is, you're also experiencing your own emotions of, okay, but I don't understand. Okay, but I'm angry with you. Why did you leave? You know, and so you now journeying with all these people. I'm not going to, you know, it's women, it's men, it's children, and. You know, what would you say right now to somebody who's like, I like the idea, but I don't know if I'm safe to go to the walk. I don't know what it will do for me or to me. You know how oftentimes when we are in feelings of depression and worry, we don't want to face the world. We don't, because we don't know what it's in for us.
So that's a good way that you said it just now. And I think for anybody and everybody, it's just come with the big red barn is the best place to be, because it feels like you're somewhere in a wood or a bush or something. And you can either walk totally on your own and just experience the leaves and the shadows and the sun coming through the branches. Or you can say, I want to walk with somebody, and we arrange somebody to go with you from Vista or any of the other organizations that's there. Or you can have your own friends. You don't have to say to them, I'm going to support this walk because I'm depressed. You just come. You bring them and say, guys, I thought I'll support this good cause because I know people that's struggling. You don't have to say it's you. And come and get the information.
Yeah.
We've seen lots of groups of friends that pitch together and say we do it for a run or we do it for a good day out. And then you'll see in between people gathering information. Nobody's watching. We're just there because we thought we'll open the door. And somebody said he took it for, there were two teachers for their kids at school that's busy with matric exams. And it was stunning to see how they in the end got Sadak to come and talk to their school about how to work with depression and final year exams. And that was amazing. Another person said he's cycling with somebody and he's really struggling. He want to take information and he'll offer to go with this person. And the online groups work beautifully for people that don't want to get out of their comfort zones.
True.
So for me, we're all struggling at some stage of our life.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's different reasons for. This is just a place to come and say, I know it's okay to not be okay. And
it's
I'm
okay.
supporting guys that helps to get the information out. And I want to bring my family and friends and teach my kids, for example, it's okay not to be okay.
Yeah.
Select your person. Talk to them. We all need somebody. We're not islands all on our own. We actually need one another. And you might not know, you invite a friend and that friend is the one that struggles, you know.
Yep.
And he walks with you and you make the difference where you
See?
Open it for him.
Exactly.
Or her.
Paying bills one more time and we'll be right back.
Where hope and faith thrive. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic, Christian radio.
And so, Christia and myself are still in studio talking about the you matter walk. Never in my life did I ever imagine that, and I think this baffles me about humankind, how you'll be going through all the emotions or through the whole journey, and in your heart is somebody else going through the very same thing. What manner of selflessness can that be? Did you find that that has helped you heal even more, that you not only found comfort, but that you're journeying with people who are trying to find your feet? Has that not made you relapse at some point?
So I must be honest, sometimes it makes you remember things that you thought is already, I want to say buried, but actually it also gives you that purpose, because that pain doesn't go away. You just manage it better. And it gives you purpose that you can think maybe, just maybe, you're making it a bit easier for a different family or for somebody else going through it. Maybe your words can just lift it for them, because when I was there, there was nobody that I felt understood what I'm going through. That's why I found the Facebook groups overseas to try to get support and understand if the feelings I had was normal. Why did I feel so guilty? Because I didn't see it. And then I convinced myself I did see it, but I didn't do something. And then I convinced, but, you know, you went through all those ups and downs. And I hope the purpose is that we can help others understand it better. And maybe nobody would say to you, I thought of, although we had a few that already, I thought of committing suicide and now I didn't because of this. We even had people saying to us, you helped me to get to the right place. You helped me to have somebody to talk to. And I think when we started You Matter, we said, even if we help one person,
one person, it'll be enough.
It will be enough. And every year when we think, because it's a lot of work, all three of us got permanent jobs. We have families. We have things to look after.
So all three of you being who?
Myself and Carla and Ilse, the three founders of You Matter Walk, have full-time jobs.
Carla's your daughter, right?
No, Izette and Yannicka is my daughters.
Yes. Oh, so these are the other ladies you found on the platform.
That I found one on the platform and one that I knew from a long time ago.
Wow.
You know, that also lost somebody to suicide.
Sure.
So this is something that's passion from our hearts, but it's not, unfortunately, it's not our full-time organization.
So it takes a lot to plan this.
Yes.
You
yes.
spoke earlier on about sometimes people coming to the walk and getting into these different stations, the Sadak and whatnot. Give us a just a mental picture of what happens at the You Matter walk, you know, so that I also feel comfortable to say, okay, this is something I can do.
I actually wish I had the youngsters here to talk about it.
Yeah.
Because they can give you more. But there's lots of stands. So TUT, Halfus, even there. This year we've got Mayday Zete that looks after all the Air Force and people from, can't think of the English words today, but you know what I mean.
No, but listen, you've done so well. I remember last time you kept in the English, evades me.
Yeah, it's almost like it doesn't want to come. And we've got Vista, and we've got Sadar, and we've got Lifeline, and there's a few Reality Wellness, and all of them have information about how to look after your mental health.
Yeah.
Or some of them have counselors that's willing to walk with you.
Wow.
Even if you don't want to talk. We've even this year, we're going to have little prayer areas if you want somebody to pray with you. And there's a fun photo booth, and there's lovely things around, and nice coffee.
I like that. And fun in between. We call going through something umgoo. So in between the umgoos and the feelings of, you know, there should be fun, definitely.
There's definitely fun. And Red Bone is so beautiful. I don't know if you remember still, but just being there and being out, specifically us that's in the middle of town.
Yeah.
Walk in the bush. And we're really trying to do additional detail to help people on their journey to see things that's meant for them. So for me, it's a fun day. It's out with your family. It's family time investment. There's you even giving a bit of exercise and and fresh air and everything. So the day is meant to be fun but informational. There's also some talks that we're going to have. I think we've got 7 lined up for this year by different experts talking about how to look after your mental health, how to be aware of suicide and signs and everything that's there, then what to do in the workplace to look after your mental health. I can't remember
who
all the
in the
topics.
Workplace, Christia.
But the workplace is an interesting one with all the changes and everything that everybody go to. But also how to educate your children. We've got talks about teen suicide. Unfortunately, it's something that's very high. Between 15 and 29 is now the highest group. It's so sad for me that it is, specifically in our country. So we've got some talks about that. There's people sharing their stories and telling what happened to them and what they want to learn and teach others about it. So there's a lot of interesting things happening where people can share. For me, if you have teenagers, this is an ideal opportunity to tell them, if you don't want to talk to me, come and talk to somebody or see what is available to you.
And then sometimes it's nice that you speak to somebody that you might never even see again.
Exactly. Because
sometimes you literally just want to speak, but you don't want to speak to a person who's going to remember you and be in your case about your feelings.
Exactly. And that a mom and dad sometimes know everything else. You have to study, you have to do this, you have to...
Yeah.
You just want to chat to somebody, understanding where you are now. So for me, it's for everybody. They're going to have so much fun. They're going to love to come back.
Love to hear it. So when exactly is it happening, and how can we be part of it? How can we support? Because I do believe, as much as you're attending the actual work, you're supporting the entire community while you get support yourself.
Exactly. So it's on the 13th of September at the Big Red Barn, which is more mid-range Olifantsfontein area. People have to get a ticket. So the ticket link is both on our Instagram, our Facebook, and our website, so they can get the link. That's just a small amount to pay for all the events that's there and everything that's happening on that day. So they have to buy those that they can scan in. It's part of the
registration
liability. Also, we have to pay public liability to make sure how many people are there, how many do we account for, and everything. So please, they have to register that they can scan in.
Definitely.
They get a small bag when they get there and everything. And we would love to see everyone there. So what can they do? They can pitch up and be there and enjoy the day. They can bring families and friends with them and just have fun. They can actually send the invite to more friends and help us to get to the right people and places that we get people together to start talking about it and not sit at home when they're not okay. But rather come and walk with us.
The more the merrier.
But
I think as much as the more the merrier, I mean, I always encourage the culture of just registering and make sure that you're accounted for, because this last minute thing,
we have a culture, unfortunately, in Africa of last minute things.
Exactly.
But we want them there, so the link will be open till the night before that they can register. They'll get a code on their email and they'll come and scan in with that code that we know they accounted for.
Absolutely amazing. Remind us exactly of the date and the times where we can register again.
Okay, it's the 13th of September, so I can't believe it's less than 3 weeks away. At the Big Red Barn in Olifantsfontein, and they it's from 7 in the morning till 12, so you can start any time, so whenever your family feel like it, because lots of people contact us and say, my child's playing hockey from 7 to 9, and then I say, no, it's fine, come at 10, you know, come and join us at 10 and walk and have the same experience. They can get information on You Matter Walk, so it's all one word, either on Instagram or on the Facebook or on the website. They can get more information.
Love to hear it. Thank you so, so, so much, Christia. Always love having these conversations with you. Absolutely amazing.
Thank you so much for having me, and I love coming through to you every time.
Send our love to your team and always remind yourselves that you too matter. While you try to make the rest of the world matter, you guys matter so much, and you are the voice of difference.
Thank you so much, me. Kia leboga, niyabonga, ndibulela. Much appreciated.
That one is my language, ndibulela. Love to
stunning.
God bless.
You too.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Do you read the
the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.